This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Target and Neiman Marcus customers are among the tens of millions whose credit cards have been compromised in recent hacks. The news is sparking a lot of questions about American credit card security. That brings us to the next part of our series on Wall Street technology. Today, we're looking at why American banks and retailers are still using the same old magnetic strip cards instead of more secure chip and PIN cards commonly used abroad. Let's talk about that with our friend Chester Wisniewski from the digital security firm Sophos. He's on the road, so please forgive us if you hear the faint sound of cheesy hotel lobby background music. Hello, Chester.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Good to have you. Now, first off, chip and PIN cards would not have magically prevented these hacks, but they definitely would have made those stolen credit card numbers a lot harder to use. So just explain, Chester, if you can, how chip and PIN cards work and why they're more secure in several ways than the old-fashioned magnetic strip cards we use in America.
Chip and PIN technology is basically a little computer cryptographic chip that's on the surface of your credit card. So instead of getting the 16-digit number on the front of your card and other things like the expiration date, all the store gets is a cryptographic transaction ID that's sent off to the bank to do the transaction, which means if a criminal intercepts it, like happened at Target, that number is not the actual credit card number and can't be used for fraud.
And they don't have your PIN number necessarily, so that's another level of security. Now, when you shop in Europe, sometimes stores don't even know what to do with an American card. They act like you've offered to pay in ancient coins or something. One of the reasons why in America you don't see as many chip and PIN cards is this kind of chicken and egg problem. There are stores that don't want to install the machines until more banks issue them, and the banks don't want to issue them because they say not enough stores have the machines.
Yeah, the rollout's been very slow in North America, and particularly in the United States, and largely because it's a big expense to buy a new machine. So there's been a lot of resistance to replacing tens of millions of these credit card machines that are so ubiquitous in our lives. But these types of incidents, I think, are starting to turn the tide. And big merchants like Target and Walmart actually mostly already have bought these new terminals that'll read these chips.
And we'll watch for that. But it also strikes me that maybe we're asking the wrong questions here. Should banks and the credit card companies and the stores, should they just think about kind of moving beyond the chip and PIN and just go straight ahead to the secure mobile payments that we've talked about here before?
Well, that's a difficult question because while mobile phones seem ubiquitous, especially to the younger generation, they're not as accessible to large portions of the population as a credit card. So the elderly, the poor, and others struggle, you know, to maintain access to these kinds of devices. And, you know, credit cards, you really can't beat the price and simplicity.
Okay, Chester Wisniewski, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.